Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, as expected, showers and thunderstorms increased yesterday afternoon. Still scattered, we had a wide range in rainfall from nothing at all at the International Airport and Mayport to more than an inch, and in some cases more than 2 or 3 inches in some parts of Duval, Clay, and St. Johns County. NAS Jacks more than an inch right here at CBS 47, Fox 30, and 104.5 WOKV Studios. 1.3 inches of rain. Nocatee picking up about an inch and a half. San Marco, 2.8 inches of rain, one of the more impressive amounts. And several parts of Clay County picking up as much as 2 to 3 inches, and in a few spots even more. So some heavy rainfall. This afternoon, we'll see a repeat performance. The sea breeze will push inland. We'll get some scattered showers and storms. It again looks to be mainly an inland thing, though some of the beaches managed to get in on that rain yesterday, even more of an inland thing today. So especially the east beltway of 295 and west initially, then mostly west of I-95 by mid to late afternoon, and mostly west of Highway 301 by very late afternoon and early evening. Still some locally heavy rain, and of course that lightning to keep an eye out on. Temperatures still reach the mid-90s today, another hot, humid day. But then that pattern change that I've been talking about this week, the winds start to come in off the ocean to some degree this afternoon, but particularly tomorrow, right on into the weekend. And that'll initially mean a surge of drier air tomorrow, a little rainfall for tomorrow, but the temperatures will not soar like you would expect thanks to a persistent wind off of the Atlantic. So highs will be in the low 90s inland, but stay mostly in the 80s at the beaches. Water temperatures are now in the mid-80s, so it's only a little bit of cooling, but hey, it's better than nothing at all, right? And water temperatures will likely go up a little bit in this pattern, by the way. When you get an east wind later in the summer, that oftentimes warms our coastal waters. And then on Friday and Saturday, it's the same pattern, an east wind. However, a little fly in the ointment is a weak tropical wave that'll move across the area. Now, this is not significant. Sometimes tropical waves, of course, can mean bad news. But in this case, it's not real strong, but it will be accompanied by a stronger surge of tropical moisture. So I expect to see a little bit of an uptick in the rain Friday afternoon and particularly on Saturday. It's not a washout either day, and some spots won't get much rain. But it is our next best chance for anything very decent if you still need the rain. So in this pattern, it would mean a few beach showers in the morning on Friday and Saturday, and then in the afternoon a few inland showers and storms, mainly near and west of I-95, and particularly on Saturday. But again, you'll have some dry hours in there. And then on Sunday, we'll go back to a drier pattern with still onshore flow. So temperatures reach the low 90s the next few days, right on into the weekend inland, but stay mostly in the 80s, sometimes mid to upper 80s, though, at the beaches. And with an east wind, that enhances our rip current risk. It's not a real strong wind, so it won't be an extreme risk for rip currents, but you need to use some extra care, as we'd always say, but especially with an east wind. Always swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. We also have, of course, a lot of fishing going on right now. The Kingfish Tournament has been, they've had some activities, of course, the last couple of days. The Junior Tournament was yesterday, and now the big tournament gets underway for tomorrow and Friday. Two-day tournament, and the weather looks okay. It will be a little rough out there. An east wind is not ideal. That means a little rougher seas, about 3 to 4 feet on average, and there'll be some. It'll be a little bumpy out there. Water temperatures generally in the mid-80s. There will not be a whole lot of rain, virtually none tomorrow, and only isolated showers or a rumble of thunder on Friday. So from that standpoint, it looks pretty decent. And then Friday is the last day of red snapper season for our coastal waters. And again, looking at an east wind, a little rough, 2 to 3, occasionally 4 footers, an isolated brief shower will be possible. And those water temperatures in the mid-80s should be another pretty good day for red snapper, just that you'll be battling that east wind and rolling surf and a bit of a chop on the coastal waters, a little bit offshore, depending on how far, of course, you go. And in the tropics, we continue to see it very quiet. There is no activity in the Atlantic basin of any great consequence, and virtually global-wide as well, in what has been one of the quietest summers so far in the tropics, whether you're talking the eastern or western hemisphere. I've tweeted out some information on that from Dr. Klotzbach at Colorado State University. All right, have a great day, everybody. From the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center, throw your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. for 104.5 WOKV.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.